Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
This is where you at. Hello to you, my family. Futures joined us. This is Just For You with you up until 11 o'clock. And I gave you awesome sounds coming there from Sean P. And the title of the song is Yahweh, and before that, it was Gospel Goes Beyond, Down on My Knees. 5 minutes, it is just after 10. We are excited. We have great news, my family. Great news. 657 AM is back on air. Bo, 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 bo. So we are thankful to God for His faithfulness. And to everyone who has been praying with us during this time, after more than a week off air due to severe vandalism and theft at our transmitter site, we are delighted to announce that Radio Pulpit is once again broadcasting loud and clear on 657 AM. Remember, my family, you can also listen anytime, anywhere on the Radio Pulpit app. So you just download the Radio Pulpit app and you will have Radio Pulpit right there with you. You'll also have Radio Council Hartlank. You'll also have Radio Pulpit Jikelele. And you have everything on Radio Pulpit. You can listen to everything right there on the app. DSTV channel 882, we are there. OpenView 607 as well, we are there. And so you never have to miss a moment with us of encouragement and inspiration. Thank you for standing with us in faith and in prayer, and for being part of the Radio Pulpit family, your daily companion for life. That's who we are.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
And I'm excited. The queen of the marketplace is in the house. Hi, my queen. How are you? Before you answer, let me do this. Hi, Bo. The queen is in the house. How are you, my queen? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, my queen. Ambassador Prudence. I don't know what you pressed there on your phone or something. You are off now. Okay. Hello, Ambassador.
Good morning. Hi, good Bo. Morning to the Radio Pulpit listeners.
How, after to the excitement? The family, after the excitement.
Back with you again.
I'm like, after the excitement, how? What happens now?
There is nothing going wrong today. I'm leaving no room for that. So good morning, good morning to the Radio Pulpit family.
Good morning, my queen. My queen, tell us about what's happening on the 8th of November, please.
The 8th of November, we are hosting the Marketplace Champions Conference, and it is about how to raise champions in their spheres of influence. Mm. It is on the 8th of November, 9 to 5 at 133 First Road, Limbro Park, Sandton.
Okay.
But the amazing thing is those who are not going to be able to make it to the room, we also have an online version for you.
Mm. Okay.
Yes, so we have amazing speakers. Uh-huh, we have international speakers. We have local speakers. And we also have amazing offers for you. So really it's about how do you turn up as a champion in 2026. Don't miss it, because we often get into January and we know how January is and we don't know how to really show up properly. So don't stumble into January. You need to prepare to show up in January as a champion. So come to the Marketplace Champions Conference on the 8th of November.
Okay, but there's something happening about some tickets. What's happening? Tell me about that.
Yes, so the early bird tickets, we have tickets on Quicket. So you go to www.imsonline.co, www.imsonline.co, and you'll click there on the event. It will take you straight to Quicket. The tickets, we have got conference tickets, early bird, and table.
Mm-hmm.
For those who God has given a product, a service, a book, a message that you've written, we really want you to come and exhibit your products, because we want to give visibility to entrepreneurs. You know, you can't just talk about the marketplace except you bring something to the marketplace.
Mm.
The marketplace responds to value. So our tickets are there. Early bird tickets only start as low as 275. So please do go and buy your ticket straight away. As we said, the early bird offer is expiring soon. And book your table, bring your product, bring your services. We are waiting for you.
Okay. So it's ending very soon. So what should I do again? Should I rush to the site and get my ticket for the early bird?
Straight away. www.imsonline.co.
Okay. Uh-huh.
www.imsonline.co. And also all our social media platforms. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on YouTube. We are on LinkedIn, International Marketplace Summit. The links are there. Just click on it and get straight to the conference tickets and book your seat today.
All right.
Venues are limited. Venues are limited. So don't miss out on this opportunity.
Awesome. 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 It's a great opportunity for one to grab for themselves as an early bird. The early bird catches the fittest worm.
And just to remind people that, again, those who are out of town, who are not here, who are not close by, you can purchase an online ticket and you can be blessed with us on that day.
Awesome. So, my queen, you're talking about how we show up into the marketplace and you're talking about the importance of how we show up into the marketplace. What would make us show up timid?
Fear, doubt, unbelief. Yeah. Insecurity. There are so many things that are holding us back. And remember, the last time I was here last week, we were talking about the seven
Ds.
Those are things that hold us back. Discouragement, delay, deception, duty. You know, I covered so many of those Ds. But I said the big one is distraction and delay, because people are thinking, I'm waiting for something. I'm waiting for something. But God says, go forward, move forward, move forward. And even what we're seeing now is people have got products in their hands. They may have ideas that God has given them, but they're not stepping out. They're not sewing the dress. They're not baking the cakes. They are just baking the cakes could be the difference between a business and just doing it as a hobby on holidays. You know, if you bake cakes just on birthdays, and let's say the birthday of your family, six members of your family, there's a difference between doing that and then turning that into a business, because that's what God has put in your hand. And how many parties are there? How many parties? Your child is in so many people. There's so many people in their classroom. You can start to solve a problem for us moms who are running around every Saturday looking for cakes and birthday packs and all of that. I think I've dropped another business right there. So come to the Marketplace Champion with those good services and those products and books, because we want to give visibility to your business, but it's because there's something in everybody's hand. I cannot stress that enough, because sometimes people think it's for others and not for them. But if you really look internally, last week I also talked about the difference between identity, my identity, and identity in Christ. So if you really look inside in your identity in Christ, you will see that God has given you gifts, talents, and abilities.
Okay. So look inside and you will find those gifts that God has given unto you. And then you can show up strong. But there are many Gideons in the kingdoms. There are many Gideons. And today you're saying becoming a champion. Gideon didn't know he was a champion. He didn't have a clue whatsoever, even when the Lord said, the commander of the armies, I mean, like you meeting the, I wish I could be the one who was meeting him, but the commander of the armies of the living God, and he says, you mighty man of valor. He still didn't have a clue. And Gideon is like, but how do you see me as that when I am from my father's family? I'm the least in my family, and my family is the least in Israel as well. So, how do we become champions and defeat all these D's?
Yeah, so I want to talk about five things of how to become a champion right where you are. So the first thing I want you to hear is, I'm not asking you to change your location. I'm not asking you to change your career, your profession, whatever it is that you're doing. I'm talking about how to become a champion where you are. Remember, the conference theme is raising champions in your sphere of influence. So the first thing that people will then talk about is like, how, you know, I need to change. No. right where you are today. Mm. So on that question, Sibongile, how do we become champions where we are? It's by esteeming the gift. Now, like you said, that's a very critical point that you made about how we don't see ourselves that we are the one. You don't see yourself even when people are telling you. But now these teaching sessions, mm-hmm. is me calling you out, telling you, you are the one. You are the one. So now the Bible says a lot of the times, he who has ears, let him hear. Mm-hmm. So we are coming to you and saying to you, you are the one. Gideon had someone coming to him. The angel came and told him that mighty man of valor. No, I'm not. All the excuses. That is the delay. That is, no, I'm not the one. You are the one. And the way I settled that for myself in my life is I needed to learn how to esteem the gift that God has given to me.
What do you mean when you say esteem the gift? What does that mean?
Very good question. So what it means is that when the Lord has given you cakes to bake, when you esteem that gift, it means you thank God for it, you acknowledge him, you know that you couldn't be baking these cakes had he not given you the passion, had he not given you the talents, the confidence, the abilities. So because he has done that and you now esteem that, you're not sitting and thinking, oh, I wish I was like Prudence who was preaching. Oh, I wish I was like Sibongile who's on radio. You're saying, Lord, this is what you have given to me, the cakes to bake. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
That is what esteeming your gift is. Mm. Where you understand God has wired you and created you a specific way, and he decided to give you that particular gift. He decided to make David a king. He decided to choose Joshua, Joseph out of all of his brothers. He decided to choose Daniel. That's how he has also chosen you and given you gifts. So esteeming the gift means stop looking at everybody else. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. Esteem what God has given to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that number one?
That is just my response to your question.
All right. Let's move to the five.
So let's get into the five. So number one is identity before influence. So identity is people want sometimes to first have the title, first have the building, first have the things around before they will step out. I first need all sorts of things before I bake the cake. No, but you have the ingredients, but you have the oven, but you have the stove. Mm. Start now. No, I'm looking for something else. So identity is about champions. They know who they are before what they do.
Okay.
I've dropped the mic right there. A champion knows who they are, that I am a champion, before they know what I'm then going to do about it. So it is really about understanding your identity. You don't need a title. You don't need a corner office. You don't need this or that for you to rise up from hearing this message today. Mm. Identity in Christ is the foundation for marketplace success, and that is Ephesians 2 verse 10. He's created us for good works. Mm. So if we understand where you are in the marketplace every day, if I don't show up as a believer in Christ, and I know Christ has given me so much gifts, talents, abilities, passion, motivation, the Holy Spirit, all of that he's given me, and that will lead to, for certain, having success in the marketplace.
Okay.
And so the challenge is, then don't wait for title. Don't wait for anything. Mm. Build your character. Develop your gift. Be trained. Be trainable. Constantly make sure that I understand this is preparation time. One day, you know, Joseph had to go through a lot of preparation until 15 years later, he is a prime minister. Mm. David, the same thing. David is identified as a young teenager, and at the age of 30, he sits on the throne. So for 15 years, he could have been waiting, saying, but I was told I was a king, and now I don't understand what is happening. Now I'm all fighting battles every single day. Mm. But that was the preparation time. So don't wait. So the point of identity that I want to close with is don't wait for title. Don't wait for anything else. Build your character. Build yourself up. Be skilled, be trained, be prepared. The opportunity is around the corner.
All right.
That's number one. Number two, mindset of a champion. Hmm. Now, this mindset one is also very important because Gideon, again, let's take your example. He is the one, and it's like, no, but even when the angel appears, you know, but the angel appears to me, I don't think I will have many arguments. But here he still says, no, it's not me now, even my father's house now, even my tribe now, even,
hey.
Lots of things. So a mindset of a champion, they think differently. Champions think differently. They see opportunities where others see problems, others see obstacles, others see hindrances, others see blockages. Some people will go into an area, come out and say, oh my goodness, there's so much opportunity because nobody has this product. Somebody else, the same person, same environment, another person in the same environment, sorry, will go in and come out and say, nobody's buying cakes, so there's no opportunity for cakes. And the other one is saying, oh my goodness, there's 100% market for cakes because nobody is doing it. So mindset is very important. Then secondly, the power of renewing your mind. Okay. Romans 12:2 says we have to renew our minds. So again, as you're listening to me today, he who has ears to hear, she who has ears to hear, let's go and renew our mind so that we are able to think differently about ourselves and differently about the marketplace and differently about what God has called us to do. And there we see Joseph, as I said, prisoner, but preparing himself for promotion, and he was indeed promoted. So that point here is your environment doesn't have to define you. It doesn't have to dictate how far you go. You just have to change your mindset that I am a champion in the marketplace. Shall I continue?
Let's go to the third one.
Third one, habits that build that influence. How the, becoming a champion, you must have habits. Now, we can all wish, I wish that cake can get baked. I wish I could write the book. I wish I could start this business. You must have habits that are going to help you to practice certain disciplines daily that you're going to get there. Every entrepreneur, someone who's taken something to the marketplace, will tell you they had to start. But also they have to be disciplined. So there are certain habits that we don't have. You must have disciplines that you practice every day. If someone wants to do something, you can start your product today and you're very inspired and you're motivated and you're very passionate. 2 weeks later, after people have just rejected you enough times, you start thinking, my goodness, really, is this worth it? The daily habits are going to make the difference. If you read books of successful, I mean, the global entrepreneurs out there, they will tell you it was all in the daily habits. It was they get up in the morning, they meditate, they gym, they run, they do all manner of things. There's a daily thing that must be done that leads you to the big thing. The big thing doesn't happen automatically. So those daily habits, excellence, integrity, just doing what you say. If you say to somebody, I'm going to bake that cake and I'm delivering it at your house on this day and this time, I'm going to sew that dress and I'm going to deliver it at your house at this time or deliver it at your company at this time, do exactly that.
What you
Nothing
said.
Less will do. We must be people of integrity and people of our word. And I always tell people in the work environment that you only become reliable and dependable when it's consistent. The one-day wonder of, you know, doing one thing amazing on one particular day and not following through every day. So when I know, if I'm a leader or a manager in your organization and I think, oh, today I'm going to go to this new client, oh my goodness, who can I take with me to mentor this person but also to train and develop them? I'm going to choose the one who's consistent in their professional dress code, in their punctuality, in the way that they do their work, in a high standard of their work, in excellence. That's the person I'm choosing, not the one who does it today and tomorrow doesn't do it. So that is another habit, integrity and service. Oh, my goodness. You know, discipleship is about service. Jesus said he washed their feet, and Peter said, no, Lord, I don't wash my feet. And Jesus said, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part in me. So service, really, imagine what it takes for the Lord to sit and wash his disciples' feet. And that is really a big one. So one day I thought about doing it, and I thought, am I ready for this? Like, washing somebody's feet is really a very spiritual thing, but it takes humility that digs out, like, every pride out of you. It will just dig it out. So service is that. Service is that. When you service your clients, and it's not about the invoice, it's not about the money in your bank, it's about them, their event, their birthday party, their what they are trying to achieve. You serving them, money will come automatically. Money follows service. I drive to places for service, not for the product. And so service is important, and the other one is resilience. The last habit is resilience. You have to bounce back. We don't have resilience. Oh, my business didn't work. I did it last year. I did it 10 years ago. I have not bounced back. My marriage came apart 10 years ago. I haven't bounced back. I was fired from my job 10 years ago. I haven't bounced back.
Resilience.
People of God, resilience is so important because life is dealing us the most at the moment. People are going through the most.
Yeah.
We have to have a place in God that we dust ourselves off again. It says a righteous man will fall 7 times, but he arises again. Mm. And then we have to go again. We have to say, Lord, maybe it was not the timing. Maybe it was whatever was the issue at the time, but I'm not giving up.
Mm.
And you just go again. And that is what the habit of resilience is about. That, and in fact, what you would learn from most entrepreneurs, we know about the light bulb story, right? All of us know. I tried 1,000 times and the 1,001st time worked. What if I gave up 950 times earlier? We would all be in darkness today. So that is resilience. You know many ways of that thing not working. And
okay.
And resilience is all about that.
All right. Let me stop you right there a little bit, my queen, and we answer a question here from a family member. Hi, Lenny. How are you? I hope you're good. And hi, Balisa Motswening. Hi, my queen. And the question is, but what if you are working in a place where there is opposition? If when you try your level best to be the best, then work with excellence, but still it seems as if you're doing nothing.
Okay. Does it seem like that in your own eyes, or does it seem nothing in the eyes of those who you work for? That is the first question to settle, because when they went into the promised land and found the giants there, the first thing when they came out, people, the ten spies said, oh my goodness, there's giants in the land. We can't go there. We can't. And then Joshua and Caleb said, we are going in. The grapes are this big. We are definitely going in. So it talks about in your own eyes. So if you diminish yourself, if your identity is not intact, you will think it means nothing. But that may be your preparation ground. That may be your training ground. Your next person who's going to see what you do is around the corner. But don't let your environment dictate you, because the Bible tells us, that means our eyes are on the wrong thing. The Bible tells us, work as unto the Lord. Don't work for your boss. Don't think your promotion comes from the boss. It does not. So I'm saying to you, are you thinking it's nothing in your own eyes or in those you are working for? Either way, where your eyes are, it's not there. If your eyes are not on God, then you will think it means nothing.
Okay, but just to expatiate, I think the family member is responding as you talk as well. She says, "So it means then the completion of it is whenever you're doing your best, right? But it seems like you as if you're doing nothing to the management." To the management's eyes, yeah.
Yeah. So I've addressed it both sides. I've already done that. So if it doesn't seem you're doing right in management's eyes, you go to the Lord and say, Father, you've placed me here. You've given me gifts. I'm representing your kingdom. So I'm an ambassador here. I'm an ambassador. I'm dropping a mic right there. So you show up as an ambassador for Christ in that environment. Christ is going to promote you in or outside that organization. I can tell you that for certain.
All righty then.
So you don't have to worry and look at that organization. No, God didn't tell you that management is going to exalt you. He said promotion does not come from the ether.
So promotion comes from God.
He lifts up one and brings down another. And I've got many testimonies of that.
From faithfulness,
you will be promoted. So don't think it accomplishes nothing. In fact, God is proud of us when we do it as unto him.
Okay, then. My queen, just hold it just now, just a little bit, and we do this and we come back right now.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
You are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you are at. It is just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng. And at 11 o'clock, when I say goodbye to you, Germany, Yanni Belsa will be coming through with perspective. And he will be with you up until 12 o'clock. And after that, Lukhomkwedi Phuthi will see you through with Heart to Heart from 12 o'clock. Right now, I'm with the queen of the marketplace, Ambassador Prudence Muchumi, and today we are on all about we are talking about my family becoming a champion where you are, where God has planted you, where you're working in your market place. So yeah, where you are. And so you mentioned the three points: the identity, renewing our minds, the mindset, which is very important as well, the habits, developing habits that will lead to greatness, my queen. What is the fourth one?
The fourth one is the role of kingdom excellence. Okay. Absolutely critical. Now, kingdom excellence talks about our work is a form of worship to God. What we do in the marketplace every day, because God has given us those gifts, those talents and abilities, it's important that we explore them, discover them, develop them and deploy them and deploy them in excellence. Now, again, when we are working and the people are comparing that, you know, there's one job available for several people, you will choose the one that is most excellent and most skilled at that job. Mm. So the role of kingdom excellence. As a form of worship, that is what promoted Daniel. That is what distinguished Daniel. That is what set him apart where he was, even in a foreign land and a foreign environment, very hostile environment. And I always use that because sometimes we are working in hostile environments. And as just as one of our listeners mentioned before, and people don't appreciate what you're doing. They don't see what you're doing. You think it's all in vain, but Daniel kept on going. And one of the amazing examples that I like about the example of Daniel is that he prayed the more. The more he was promoted, the more he prayed. Mm. Now he's praying three times. Now he's opening the window. Now he's praying towards Jerusalem. He kept on praying. And why was he doing that? Because he was in a hostile environment. Mm. So excellence is important. In today's workplace, excellence makes your faith more credible. People show up in the marketplace, and we are saying, if you show up with excellence, you don't have to preach, you don't have to use scriptures at work. People will want to know, why are you so excellent at what you're doing? What is actually behind this person? Mm. What is behind this always peaceful, always doing their work excellently, always diligent? Or they want to know, what is this about? And that is the invitation and the opportunity then to tell them about your faith. But we want to preach scriptures when they don't accept that. So let us set the example of excellence. And the last point, just to land this, is to say, let your work preach louder than your words. I really like this word of a missionary, a quote from a missionary that they say, preach the gospel and only when absolutely necessary, use words. So it means what you are doing then will preach louder than what you are saying. So excellence is important.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, it's about preparation. But I really want, Sibongile, for us really to stay on this one of excellence. And you ask excellent questions. So let's hear, is there any questions on this? Because we are sometimes closing the door behind us. So you've been praying for an opportunity, and the door opens. Mm. When is now time for you to deliver the proposal on time? Putting all the supporting documents there, delivering it properly in a proper folder, your proposal looks like a dog's breakfast. Your proposal is like, is this what you prayed for, though? God has opened the door. So now I'm talking to my family now. I'm not even talking to Radio Pulpit anymore. I'm talking to my family. This is now a family meeting. Mm. We must be excellent at what we do, because we know if there's anything to look back on, it can't be God. Mm. It's not God. If we look at his promises, his faithfulness, his grace, his favor, it's not him. Mm. So we must look back at ourselves. Where did I drop the ball?
Yeah.
Can I be vulnerable today?
Yeah, please.
Recently, I attended a leadership conference, and I sat in the meetings at the end, and these were leaders coming to talk to leaders. right? Mm-hmm. So I sat there, and then at the end, I went to speak to the guest speakers, and I introduced myself and said, and then they said to me, yes, get in touch with me. This is where I am. My PA will, have I done that till now? And just yesterday, I had that conviction, like, oh my goodness, did I not say I was going to get in touch with this lady? Did I not say that I will get in touch with this person? And the next thing, we are going to call again and complain. Lord, I don't know. I don't have any contact. Father, where must I go and showcase my product? Lord, I don't have enough sales. But when those doors are open, we are not always faithful. I'm now talking to myself just yesterday, and I have it on my to-do list now. I must get in touch with those people because I promised them that, and I don't even know what is at the end of the meetings I will have with them.
So paying attention is very important as well.
Waiting for me.
Yeah. So it goes with excellence as well, and paying attention, because God brings sometimes people into our lives for a reason. Not sometimes, always. There is a reason why those people are in our lives. And we might miss opportunities, I guess, because
absolutely,
we didn't.
I will even go.
Yeah.
I will even go further to say, what we are praying about never falls from the sky. Whether it's money, whether it's, it does not fall from the sky. Most of the time, it's wrapped up in people. Mm. Even if a person is going to bring groceries to your house because you're praying for food, somebody is going to buy it and bring it to your house physically. Mm. So most of the time, that's how God answers our prayer, through others. They will give you a job. They will give you skills. They will mentor you. They'll coach you. They'll open their networks to you. So one way or another, most of the time, God uses people to bless us. So let us not underestimate the opportunity, the open door you're praying for may be wrapped up in the person that you've already met, but you did not see it as that.
So we should be, we should ask the Lord Holy Spirit to help us. Sometimes we do see, and but we are ignorant to that fact. And and then at the end of the day, we miss those opportunities that God has availed in our lives through these people.
Absolutely.
Oh my.
So your networks must be strong. So that's again an issue around community and networking. And again, one of the things that I always encourage career professionals specifically, because entrepreneurs, you have to be out there. Business owners, we have to be out there on the market. But for career professionals, you really have to make an intentional effort on this one as well, because our jobs are busy and you are there having to be in the organization, in the company, inside the building every day, maybe from 8 to 6 or whatever the time is. So you really have to make an effort to say, I need to have a network. So, you know, what is happening in the world around me? Because sometimes we are so downward focused, we are on the job every day. But there are many people out there who have answers to the things that you're wrestling with in that organization. So when you, like the previous speaker as well, the previous listener who called in, if you're having that kind of problem, someone in your network will know how they have dealt with it. They can encourage you, I'm going through exactly the same thing. And this is how God gave me victory in it. And that helps you not to give up. But if you are alone and you're thinking you're going through it alone and there's going to be no change to it, sometimes we really get discouraged by that.
Okay.
So networking, I can't stress it enough.
A family member says, my challenge is one, I start something and then I stop, losing interest. When I come back, I don't want to do the same thing. I start on something new. How do I stay faithful to one thing at a time?
Yeah. So there may be several issues why that happens. It could be spiritual. So we need to just, you need to interrogate whether it's a spiritual element with it. So how we know it's spiritual, you'll see the cycle. Every time I do this, it's just, it doesn't go forward every time. So there may be a spiritual cycle that needs to be dealt with. So that's one. Secondly, it may be you're not, that is not the one thing you're passionate about. So you're trying this, you're trying this. So it's really to discover what has God put in your hand, what skills, talents, abilities he's wired you with. And when I even say skills, skills are something that you get taught. But talents and abilities is something that's inborn. It's inbred. You show up on the earth with them already inside you. So maybe you haven't discovered that yet, because when you discover that then and develop that, you will definitely see, and that's most of the time our place of provision. So you will definitely be you're more motivated about that than if I don't know and I'm trying different things. And it's not something that's in you. Okay. So I would say look at that as well. That may be your challenge.
All right, let's take the...
the third one is just get in the Word.
Okay.
Faithfulness is built in the Word. So you must be knowing what the Lord requires of us to be faithful. And then once you've got the one thing in your hand and it says, what's in your hand? Be faithful with that. That is what the Word will help you to build that into your
life. So that is a way of breaking the cycle.
That's one of the ways of breaking that cycle.
All righty then. Let's take the last break. And family, you can keep the questions coming. We still have a few moments. We're going to take a break and also take the sounds of CRC music for love. And we are coming back to wrap it up with our queen. And do remember, we are becoming champions where we are today.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Ba patsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40 ebile e na le bareetsi ba feta 400,000. Ga jaana re na le di-package tse di botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871. Go na le melawana.
He did it for love. And that is CRC Music for Love this morning. And yes, you're listening to Just For You with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we say hello to Germany. Yannick Balsa on Perspective. But right now, you are with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, dot that time. Great news, my family. 657 AM is back on air. And that is worth celebrating. We are so thankful to God for his faithfulness and to everyone who has been praying with us during this time. After more than a week off air due to severe vandalism and theft at our transmitter site, we are delighted to announce that Radio Pulpit is once again broadcasting loud and clear on 657 AM. Remember, my family, you can also listen to us anytime, anywhere on the Radio Pulpit app, DSTV channel 882 and OpenView 607. So you never have to miss a moment of encouragement and inspiration. Thank you for standing with us in faith and prayer and for being part of the Radio Pulpit family, your daily companion for love and for life.
Hey. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
My queen, we are left with the last one, preparation. As you have been ministering unto us this one. I thought that message is for us, but no, that message is not for us. So as you were talking about these 5 points, we are left out with preparation.
Yes, so preparation for 2026, preparing for something. Already when one prepares for something, it means you have expectation. Mm-hmm. It means you have faith. It means that you already, there's something, a picture in your mind of what must be. So you prepare yourself towards that. Now, if we don't prepare, it means that we are not even expecting something good to happen.
Okay.
So preparation for 2026 is about, how do I show up as a champion in 2026? How do I already see myself in the future? How do I see myself in January? What will I be doing in January?
Okay.
So now if you're just going to wait for Christmas and not see yourself in January, then you are not preparing for the good things that God has in store for you. So a champion always plans ahead. A champion doesn't wander and wondering what is going to happen, what is the economy going to do, what is the political environment, what is the this. What anything, a mm-hmm. champion plans for the best that God is in store for us. So the principle here is sowing and reaping. Sow your time in excellence, as we said, in building your skills. Because if you are saying, God, open a door for this business, what if somebody calls you tomorrow about the business? Am mm-hmm. I ready? Mm-hmm. Can I have the conversation? Is the presentation ready? Mm-hmm. Is the proposal ready? Mm-hmm. You don't write the proposal at a time when someone requires it, because there's a lot of stuff that goes into these proposals. Mm-hmm. So you get ready for it. So that is what 2026 is about, to show up as a champion. And we want to encourage our listeners to set goals. You know, one of the practices we do is at the end of the year, now we are busy with reviewing. Mm-hmm. Lord, this is what I was believing you for. What have I done? Again, now you see the distractions. Oh, I didn't do this thing. Oh my gosh, I forgot that I said I was going to do this thing. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to review, because if you look at the parable of the talents, it talks about the master came back and asked them to give an account for the talents he had given to them. So mm-hmm. there's a discipline here again about being intentional, about setting goals, praying, preparing, and then showing up as a champion. There is a process. It's not automatic. Mm-hmm. So preparation is absolutely key. And this is what this conference is about. It's actually to prepare you to show up as a champion in 2026. So summarizing, I talked about identity. How can you become a champion? Mm-hmm. Mindset. Mm-hmm. I talked about habits. Mm-hmm. I talked about the spirit of excellence, kingdom excellence, and then preparation. So those are what I want to leave with our listeners today.
Mm-hmm. My queen.
So the quote, can I give a quote? The reflective line, champions aren't born. They are forged daily in the choices that we make. So champions are not born. Mm-hmm. Champions are not born. They are forged daily in the choices that we make. Sure. That is why we started by saying you are a champion. It just depends on the choices that you make every single day.
Can we take our champions to the Lord in prayer?
Yes, we can, always. So I just want to pray then a blessing over all that is listening to me, because the fact that God is inside of us, the Holy Spirit is inside of us, already means that greatness, the seed of greatness, is embedded into us. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today for everyone who is with us and listening to this broadcast, and those who will listen to it in future. Lord, those who are struggling, those who are discouraged, in despair, those who had circumstances in the marketplace that has not been conducive, those who have given up, those who are demotivated, we pray for them today. I pray for those who are fearful, those who are in doubt, those who are insecure, those who are in unbelief. Lord, you have a plan and a purpose for our lives. So we pray for them again today to arise. We go like the prophet Ezekiel was in the valley of the dry bones, and the spirit of the Lord asked him whether these bones can live again. And he said, I don't know. You know all things. And Heavenly Father, in that he says, then speak to these bones, prophesy to them. And we know a mighty army arose. So Father, we pray for your people that today, even if they're looking at something that looks like dry bones, that looks like dead bones, that looks like a dead business, a dead idea, a thing that they've lost, time that has been spent. They think they may have lost the timing of it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray today for each one of them to hear in their hearts that you are calling them out once again to arise as a champion in the marketplace, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, my queen. May the Lord keep keeping you. Can't wait to be talking to you again next week to learn some more. May God awesomely bless you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you.
And yes, my family, that is Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. If you'd like to be in contact with the International Marketplace Summit, do remember that they are the International Marketplace Summit on all social media platforms, and you can find out more on their site, which is imsonline.co. It's imsonline.co. Signing out, leaving you with the sounds of Halal Africa featuring Dr. Tumi, Mighty Rushing Wind, leading us to the 11 o'clock news bulletin, and afterwards, Germany, Yanni Pelsa on Perspective. Love you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.